Ready to go. We're here in the new printing on the bottom of page Tzadi Zayin. The bottom of page Tzadi Zayin, we're finishing up the 11th perek in the Sefer Chovos HaTalmidim. And the last thing we spoke about is that who's going to worry about Am Yisrael? If not, the future is the future of Klal Yisrael. If not, it's the young people with lots of energy, the ones that are going to really be the ones that have to take responsibility for Klal Yisrael getting out of this rut. We're in a rut. We're in a muck. Klal Yisrael is in gullus, and we're languishing over here. We don't want to stay here forever. So who's going to be the ones that are going to help us to like take the step forward? It's going to have to be the next generation. They have to take a step forward. You're going to have to do something. You know, sometimes people like they feel like they're okay as long as, you know, this is what Klal Yisrael's been doing for, you know, this is what I'm familiar with. This is what I know. This is what I see. But we can't stay this way, Rabbi said. We have to get better. Something has to improve. Who's the ones who are going to improve? It's going to be the next generation, because the older people are washed up over the hill. They're finished. They hung up their cleats. They're retired already. There's nothing they can really do. It's the young people who have the energy and they have the time and that they can actually make a change and make a difference. That's you. You have nothing else on your brain. You have no responsibilities other than taking care of yourself, building yourself to be a part of a movement to bring Klal Yisrael higher. Bochor Yisrael. Here we are, the bottom of page side, Zion in the new printing. I don't have the old printing with me, so we're in the new paragraph there. Bochor Yisrael. Lama zetashkif al atzmacha va'al kol ish Yisrael. Why do you look at yourself? Why is it that when you shot yourself up, you try to gauge yourself? And all of Klal Yisrael. Ka'al chaya balas das. You look at yourself as like an intelligent animal, a sophisticated animal. That's all you see. Ech levakesh v'limtzoy teref. How you could find and you could search for and find prey. A predator. You're like a vulture. You're a lion. You're a falcon. You're a bear. You're a person that's their whole hasug of themselves is that hopefully one day they'll be so athletic that they could be an honorary animal. That's it. Put me on a team with a bunch of animals and we'll call ourselves the bears. We'll be bears, all of us. That's what we want to be. We want to be honorary animals. That's what we're looking for. That's all you expect of yourself. Why is it that you see yourself as just a sophisticated animal? Ubehem ubishtusim acherim kolayom tishka. And them and all the other shtusim, the entire day just steeped in shtusim. Sophisticated animals. That's all we are. Ubehadorisehem, and when they are lacking, tidag. So then you're all concerned, you're all worried, because you don't get your prey, you haven't managed to capture your prey, and now you're depressed, because you weren't successful, because you didn't win, now you're depressed. That's so disappointing. Ubehadorisehem, tisba, and when you get them, and then you feel complete and fulfilled. It's the happiest day of my life. There's a woman in Chicago, Rachmana Litzlan, who said it was the happiest day of her life because the Chicago Cubs finally, the happiest day of her life. Do you understand how pathetic this woman is? Understand how pathetic these people are? This is the happiest day of my life. Your entire life you're wasting. Your entire life you're wasting in this shtus. Why don't you want from yourself godless, to be big? V'titzdak imrak lo tinogach v'lo sechte. And you're okay with yourself. Listen, I didn't do any damage. V'lo sechte, didn't do any sins. Is it so bad? What's so wrong about it? What's so bad? What's so wrong? It's a kosher outlet. What's so bad? So why is our barometer what's so bad? I have a different barometer. What's so good about it? Your entire life is just going to be filled with not so bad? That's what you want to fill your life with? Everything is just, is it so bad? person has to have more expectations for himself. What's so bad about sitting in a tree and eating bananas and chasing squirrels? What's so bad about that? Nothing. So that's all you expect of yourself? You want to be a monkey? What's so bad about being a monkey? Did anything wrong? Well, you hang from trees? Isn't there anything wrong? Didn't break any branches or anything like that? What's so bad? So that's what we want to be. We're happy being monkeys. Person has to have like more expectation for himself. There's a maisa. Azoidach sach the maisa. I don't remember it exactly. I tried reconstructing it together with Rabbi Stark, Mashkiach Shlita, and with Rabbi Zikwitz. The Rabbi Galinsky came to Navarduk as a young bocher. He was a young kid, Navarduk. There was serious avoida going on in Navarduk. So the altar for Navarduk told him, go to a shul. There's a shul in Stadt, in town. Go sit in the shul. Before you're ready to come to yeshiva, go sit in the shul. So Galinsky went to the shul. And in the shul, there's someone in the front of the shul, and he hears him singing a gemara. The gemara says, "Hayalma lebehilula damyo, chatoif ve'achol, chatoif ve'achol." And he just sang the gemara over and over again. "Hayalma lebehilula damyo, chatoif ve'achol, chatoif ve'achol." Means this world is like a wedding. Shmorg. Chatoif va'achol is grab and eat. Grab and eat. You ever saw people by a smorgasbord? The way that everyone's grabbing food and it's like, you know, like it's, they haven't seen food in days, right? Chatoif va'achol. Grab. This world. Grab. Because the smorg is going to end, and then what happens when the food's gone? Chatoif, grab the food. Pile your plates high. And Rav Galinsky found out afterwards that bacher was the stipler. He was a bacher. He became the stipler going. The stipler's life was chatoif v'achoyo. The stipler didn't have time for Candy Crush. He didn't have time for Brick Breaker or all the other stupidities that people, what's so bad? What's the wrong? The people are killing time. You don't have time for that. Rabbi Yaakov Hillel spoke here a few times and he said the same vart. He said, a person has to live his life realizing that every moment you're living, you're dying. That moment's not coming back again. Ever again. Never again. You never get that opportunity. It's dead. Part of you is dead. And it's never coming back. That's what you want your life to be? That's what you die? You're willing to die on that? And a person lives his life that way. Every moment you're living, you're dying. I don't have time. I don't have time for stupidities. The time's too precious. When the Vilna Goyen was passing away, his Talmidim were around him in his bed and he was crying. And Talmidim said, Rebbe, if anyone is Zoche to Gan Eden, it's you. What are you crying about? If anyone, the Vilna Goyen, right? We have no Musig of Hasug of what the Vilna Goyen was. What are you crying? And the Vilna Goyen was holding a pair of tzitzis in his hand and he said, of the Welt, in this world, for a poor few little coins, in Yena Welt, it's over. The Shmorg is over. And we have opportunities, especially here when Eretz Yisrael, nothing on our brain, no Echayis, no responsibility. All we have is Baruch Hashem, Rebbeim, Avreichim, Shiurim, Torah, Koisel, Dvarim Shebekedusha, and we have nothing that, are we going to waste that on stupidities? That we can always deal with our hobbies or our outlets a different time. Right now is our one opportunity. Chatoif v'achol. Grab the opportunity to make yourself into somebody. Now's our chance. We don't have time for these things. A person realizes that. It's not enough to just say, I wasn't so bad. Let's start thinking of ourselves as more than that. Let's expect more of ourselves, to be good, make use of every single moment that we have. Emor lenafshecha. Person should say to himself, Lo chadoshos ani mevakesh mimeni. I'm not trying to make something new out of Klal Yisrael. I'm not trying to like get you to do something creative. This is what Klal Yisrael was once, and it's just restoring our glory. El toyar v'tichtzuch gufeinu v'nafsheinu nachzor. Let's just get ourselves back to where we belong, what's natural for us. So Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, that speech says that on during the Yom Neroyim, we speak about all the time that you should remember Klal Yisrael, v'ha'aretz ezkar, v'ha'aretz ezkar. The Pasuk speaks about v'ha'aretz ezkar. What's the inyan of v'ha'aretz ezkar, says Rabbi Nachman of Breslov? Because you know that certain fields, certain lands are good at producing certain different types of crops. Colombia does a good job at coffee beans. Florida does a good job at Tropicana oranges. Different places can produce different things, right? Puerto Rico produces hubcaps. Everyone has the thing that they can produce. They're good at doing something. But what happens if you take the seeds of a Tropicana orange and you plant them in Montana? It's not going to produce the same type of crop. It's not going to do the same thing because it's not getting the natural nutrients of where it belongs. What happens if you take a yid? You take a yid and you put him in chutz la'aretz. What happens if you put a yid in chutz la'aretz? So he doesn't act the way he's supposed to act because he's out of his element. That's not where he belongs. Va'aretz ezko, remember where we grew up. Remember where we were. We were in the wrong place. If we could get back to where we're supposed to be, then we can flourish. And Rabbi said, we're the closest possible back here now in Yerushalayim. The closest possible. So Enochanami, maybe when we were in Chutz Laretz, so we started certain behavior which is totally not really us. Now we could get back in touch with who we are and restore the glory of Klal Yisrael back here. Just bring it back. Nothing new. Hashkifa. Which means, look, Bachar Yisrael, Eldar Teferes Yisrael. Look at the generation of the Teferes is the glory of Klal Yisrael. Ve'el Atzmusam, and look at their Etzem, which means look at who they really are. Etzem Hashemayim L'Toyer Hashem Milafanim V'Tindag El Cheshkenu Anoyer Ata. If you have a musig of who Klal Yisrael can be, who they were, if you ever read a book about Gedolim, and you see what it means to be a Yid, what people were like, right? I don't remember when we were talking about, I remember it was in my shir in the morning, Reb Shlomo Freifeld used to have in a sukkah pictures of Gedolim, which is a lot of people have, Yuenecha Roisis Merecha, pictures of Gedolim. So sometimes he had non-affiliated people come into the sukkah and they'd ask him, you know, what are these pictures on the wall? So he says this is a almost extinct species. It's called human beings. These people were once mentioned. They were people that had dignity. They're people who were refined. That's what once. But if you have any type of exposure to them, you realize what a human being used to be like. And then you realize where we are to now. How pathetic, how weak, how self-absorbed, how low we are compared to previous generations. A person realizes that, then he's like, okay, I got to do something about this. V'tindag al cheshchenu anoyrata, and you'd be concerned with the darkness that exists today. Dag v'shtoykek lavoid, he'll be worried and he will be mishtoykek, he will yearn to serve Hashem. Loshuv, to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lalois, to go up, l'skarev al kolponim me'at le'lokeinu. And a person really wants it. So then it's concerned, it bothers him to at least get closer, get a little higher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oyrer bizman min hazmanim es nafshecha. A person has to inspire himself every occasionally. Tishaf means to be shoyef, is to have a yearning. That it's something that he has a dream for. Tishtapech v'tasiach ke'ein zeh tisatif. Because now he's going to say a tefillah. Daven. It's not enough for a person to want something. He has to be able to express it. A person can express a desire. They can express a yearning for something. And sometimes people have things that are latent inside of them, and they want it. But you have to be able to speak it out. A person has to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I speak to sometimes people that say, I have a hard time concentrating. Sometimes people, even during the shmooze, people are having a hard time. Right now, there are people in this room that are having a hard time concentrating. And they're busy with each other, and they're sitting, talking to each other. They have a hard time concentrating. Sometimes people have that. So then what? A person has to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me focus. Daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me understand. Because when you express it, you bring out the Ratzon, it has a whole different meaning. So say something like this. Something like this. Ona Hashem, me'olam ato avinu v'anu banecha. And I think that what he's about to say is to me a very, very important insight in every one of us understanding about ourselves. Ona Hashem, me'olam ato avinu v'anu banecha. You are our fathers and we are your children. From just when a child comes out of its mother's womb, we have so much tzaras, umarim, and bitter. And the people that are trying to persecute us, they're difficult people, they're strong people. They're trying to separate us from you. Chas v'shalom. Rough times. Aval kol echad me'itanu muchan limsar efsnashoy b'shvilcha Hashem. Every single person in this room, every single one of us, is prepared to give up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single one of us. Aval kol echad me'itanu muchan limsar efsnashoy b'shvilcha Hashem. Va'af kisbo k'tanu me'itanu even just a small little lamb will stretch out his neck and allow itself to be slaughtered for you. There's no end to the amount of persecution, to the amount of suffering that Klal Yisrael suffered. They do it all with love. Now, for me, this was a chiddush. He's saying a chiddush that every person over here is willing to be moiser nafshe for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every person over here is willing to give up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To me, this is a chiddush. People that are lukewarm, people that are like fair weather, at best, people that, you know, aren't necessarily being medaktek in halacha, are willing to give up their lives for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Everybody? Really? So let me tell you a story that I read. There's a story about the purpose of the story. There was an article that was written about the dangers of going to the Far East. After people do their time in the Israeli army, so the army pays for them to go on vacation. They go on like a year or half a year, whatever it is. They go out. A lot of them go to the Far East and they go backpacking and after their time in the army, they just have to like let loose. So the article is about how dangerous it is for Israelis to go to all these different places. And it was interviewing an Israeli, and there's a picture of him. He's a secular Jew. He doesn't wear a yarmulke. You go to these places, no kosher food. He's tarfus. He's kipshuta, mechal Shabbos, the ganze thing. He's totally, totally secular. So this is the article. And to me, I think this is a very, very profound and important revelation. And it says over there that he was backpacking and they were, they were somewhere, I don't know, in the Himalayas or something like that. And they were what's it called? Hitchhiking, and they got into a car, right? And where are you from? Israel, very good, very nice. Guy pulled out a machine gun. The Muslim terrorists. And there was a bunch of them. And that's it. They're going to kill them. You're dead. So they tied them up, and they blindfolded them, and the whole thing, and they're there, this group of Israelis. So they drive them to their place and they start, you know, yelling about them, about Muslim and this and oppression and country and Palestine, blah, shma, blah, 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 blah. Until they say, listen, you guys don't really want us. We're not even religious. I mean, we don't even care, you know? Muslim, shmuslim, Judaism, the whole thing, we don't make any difference to us. We're not religious. You are in a fight with the Jews in like Mea Sharim, you know, the ones that with the side locks and all that stuff. This is not our fight, you know, leave us out of this. We have nothing to do with it. Well, they clearly weren't such veteran terrorists because they weren't like, I guess they weren't ready to, they weren't trigger happy. So they called a meeting. And they had to figure out, like, okay, what do we do now? Because maybe we got the wrong guys. So they called a meeting of terrorists, and the Jews are there, like, you know, with their hands tied behind their back, and they're sweating away. And they say, okay, come back. I say, okay, good. We will let you free. All you have to do is denounce Judaism and accept that Allah is the prophet of God, and you can walk free. And I'm reading this article, I'm thinking, this is the most ridiculous thing. I mean, I'm like, because you try to put yourself in that place, like, sure, no problem, thank you, goodbye, right? They all said, no, we're not doing it. Totally secular, Machal Shabbos, Eichel Treifas. Guys have guns, and they're like, no, we're not doing that. Kill us. Like, I can't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Well, neither could the terrorists. Now they have to go back for another meeting. So they went back. Okay, now what do we do? So he writes in this article, this was many, many years ago, he writes in the article that they managed to break their hands free, they ran away, they all escaped. That's how he lived to tell the story. This was the story. He's still not religious, by the way. It's not a religious story. This is not, but I was shocked that even a totally unaffiliated Jew, not one, five of them, four, were willing to give up their life not to say, praise Allah. That's it. That's all they have to say. Or Muhammad, whatever they had to say, whatever the Meshuggah, or whatever. That's all they have to say. Nothing. No, they won't say it. So you think they're willing to do it and we're not willing to do it? No, none of us necessarily want to put our heads in that place. But I'm guaranteeing you, every single person in this room will give up his life for the Bar Yoyim. Every single person. And even though we don't want to put ourselves that place, but the truth is we really should. You said Vishar Shavuot, it says, when you say in Shema, V'yahavtos Hashem Elokecha, b'chol levavecha, b'chol nafshecha, v'chol me'idecha, you have to picture in your mind that you're standing there in front of a fire and someone says, either you denounce Judaism or I'm throwing you into this fire. You have to picture in your mind that you're prepared, b'chol levavcha, with my entire heart, my entire nefesh, kill me, I'm a Jew. That's what we're supposed to do. Because that is really inside of us. That's there. We just don't express it. And that's what he's trying to get us to do. Express it. Realize that that's, you're willing to give up your life. Now let's try to put things into perspective for a second, folks. You're willing to give up your life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you can't get up on time for Shacharis? Really? Does that make any sense at all? Like, I'm too tired. You're too tired. You'd kill yourself for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you realize that, it changes your entire attitude to your day. Because a person realizes, I would give up everything for you, Hashem. So just give up a little bit. Kein anu kulanu, v'chein hineni gam ani. All of us, and I am here too. Ki ani ata, I am here now. V'chein eye tamid, I will stay here with you. That's what we're saying to Hashem. Aval avi malki, my father, my king. Me oylam oysanu nihagta. You always led us. Ayin ba'ayin as shechinas uzoi ra'inu. Eye to eye, we saw your shechina, we saw your presence. We were able to feel close to you. Imanu ka'av oyev es banov dibarta. You spoke to us. We spoke about the Nevi'im, the 1.2 million Nevi'im that were just in one tkufa alone. How Klal Yisrael had nevuah, Klal Yisrael had haga, Klal Yisrael had, we had pride. Matoiv hayolanu as, how good it was for us back then. And we have to have that in our perspective. If all we have is a gullus mentality, all we're thinking about is the good days is when we had a different, you know, we had a different president, and now we have another president, now it's going to be good. This is not good. Gullus is not good, ever. Gullus is bad. Good for us is when Shlomo HaMelech. Good for us is when we had a Beis HaMikdash. Good for us is when we had a Navi. Good for us is when Klal Yisrael had that close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to remember that that should be our expectation. And anything less, we shouldn't be happy with. Lo yichein ata. It's not that way now. Garamnu avonaseinu va'alisa lamarim. Our sins have caused that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't be here. And he went up to Shemayim. Es Shemayim ba'ad chosagarto, and you closed the heavens. Ein roye ve'ein shomea, loy medaber ve'loy oine. There's no one who sees, there's no one who hears. No one who speaks and no one who answers. It's like no one home. We feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not answering our tefillos. Loy navi ve'loy choyze on Hashem. Almi notashta es ma'at atzoyim she'eris Yisrael b'midbar shmama kazeh mokom azike agufa nefesh. Klal Yisrael is being like Ilu sent out to a very precarious place. It's very dangerous here in this world. Ovi shebeshamayim yireyo nafshi liyos biladecho afrega. I'm afraid of being without you for even a moment. Even a moment. Karev oysonu v'hiskarev aleinu k'neos. Come close to us, and we will become close to you like back in the day. That's the type of tefillah which a person is supposed to daven. Now, we understand that these tefillahs have a certain, there's a certain like hoichkeit to it. It's like intense. But part of this tefillah, at least as ourselves, to say I want to be able to do more, express your desire for more, be able to learn more, to be able to daven more, to be able to be to have a more feeling of kedusha, to be able to have more concentration. A person should daven. We have to daven for these things, because when you express it, so then it becomes something that's it's tangible. You feel it. That's the type of tefillahs, and a person has to constantly be aware of where we're really capable of being. When a person realizes that that we are all prepared to go through so much for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're prepared to do so much for Hashem, it changes our entire day-to-day life. And I believe that that's the yisoid of the Akedas Yitzchok. Something interesting happened at Akedas Yitzchok. Yishmael was there, and he was walking together with Avram and Yitzchak. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you stay here, and I'm going with Yitzchak further. The Medrash says that there was a anan, there was a cloud of Shechina. And Hashem asked Yishmael, do you see that? And Yishmael said, no. He said, okay, you stay here. And Avram and Yitzchak went on. They went to the Akedah. And at that moment, he was about to kill Yitzchak. The Malach stops him. There was something that happened at the Akedah that Yishmael doesn't have, doesn't understand, that Yitzchak learned. What was it? And I think, perhaps the pshat is, and maybe I heard some of this from Rabbi Zev Lef, I'm not sure. Yishmael understands Mesiras Nefesh. Yishmael is ready to blow himself up for his religious beliefs. Many of them. They're willing to do that. They're willing to die what they call Al Kiddush Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, there's a Hecher Madrega, there's higher than that. There's something bigger than that. Something that Yishmael doesn't see. And that's live Al Kiddush Hashem. Because Yitzchak was also ready to die Al Kiddush Hashem. And Hashem says, don't die, live. Live every moment of your life the way that I want it to be lived. Don't die the way I want you to die. Live the way I want you to live. A person can do that and put his priorities straight and say, I am prepared to give up my life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why give it up? Just live it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Live every day, every moment as if it's meaningful. Every moment as if it's precious. Value the quality of life. That's the difference between a Yid and an Arab. Arabs don't value life. They glorify death. We value life. And the more we value it, the more we realize we don't have any extra life. There's no extra life. Every moment we have to make sure we use properly. This Hashem will continue next time.